break the bias, stop gender inequality. Oh, let's give women fair chances. All these and many more are chants that have flooded the social media space in the course of the last few days. But when it comes down to it, what are these biases and how do we go about breaking it? So on this episode of the Habits Work podcast, we sit down with our phenomenal guest who has been able to find the boldness to stand tall in a generation such as this. I am DK Favor.
And I am Sandra, here as always.
And this is the Habits Work podcast.
So you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any other listening platform you're on to right now.
Do follow us on our social media platform at Habits Work Pod on Instagram. That is where you get all the nitty-gritties of everything that happens here on the podcast. So without further ado, let's just jump right into the episode
of today.
Yeah. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
She's so pretty, isn't she?
I know pretty girls, I mean.
Please stop that. You're going to leave this set. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We have a celebrity in the house, everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Jennifer of Enugu.
In case you guys don't know.
All right,
Jennifer. She's going to drop her social media handle.
Yeah, let's meet you, Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Okabui. I'm Jekim. Yeah. Jekim Eats. Oh. I'm a food critic, digital marketer, and software programmer.
Oh, wow. All this in one. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Exactly. Wow. That's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. So let me ask you, how did you go into all of this? Where did you start from? How did you start?
Okay, first of all, I started from being a software developer. That was my brother's problem because he was always wanted me to be like leader KJ. So since I don't know blogging, he wanted me to go into tech somehow. So I loved it and started. So I studied marketing in school. So that's how I started digital marketing. And then food critic. I love food. So
love food, right?
So why not?
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful.
That's really nice.
So let me ask you, you studied marketing. Yeah. Well, one would think that only thing they do
is marketing, is it sales?
Yes, sales. Is it just you studied digital marketing in school or just marketing?
Just marketing. Which university teaches you digital marketing?
It's marketing. Right.
Just marketing.
So what was the process like going into food review? How did that exactly happen? How did it start?
Okay, then I figured that we just go to restaurants and then we take anything that they give to us. Nobody calls anybody out for anything. We just manage, especially here in Enugu, we just manage anything they give to us. So how will I earn money to go and eat? Yeah. And then you go there and serve me
rubbish.
Yeah. That's goodness we're talking about.
Do you understand? Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense because I can as well just cook in my house. So.
Right. So in a nutshell, you do the work for us by going there and finding out if the food is actually worth it.
Yeah, let me be your plug, sis.
Tell us if we should visit this restaurant or not. Yeah. Which is a nice thing. Wow, that's nice. So you guys, Jekim Eats.
Exactly.
For those of you in Enugu.
And I think it's a really bold move to call out restaurants like that.
Yeah.
I think it's very bold. And I think, to be honest, many years ago, I don't think a woman would be doing this.
Being a food critic or what?
No, I don't think a woman would have the boldness to do something like this. Do you know what
many
it is?
Years ago, yes.
Yeah, many
agree,
years ago, I don't think a woman would have the boldness.
Generation.
I have there's a question that is bothering me. I just want to ask.
It's bothering you.
So, I think there was a day I was at this bank and they were talking about restaurants and women. And then a man said something like, oh, why is a woman going to a restaurant? Can't she cook in her house?
Can you imagine?
That women are supposed to be going to restaurants. So if men are going to restaurants, it's women so she will come and buy food there. So what do you have to say about that? Have you gotten any bias like that before?
No, that's just not the case, that one. But the case here is that you can't go out alone as a woman.
You can't go alone as a woman.
When you walk into some certain places as a woman, alone, they look at you somehow. I don't know if you guys have experienced it before.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially
here
in Enugu at night, some certain places.
At night, exactly, yes.
Some places
yes,
you can't go alone. So when you walk into a place as a woman, just yourself, everybody's looking at you like, what's this one doing? And then they see you taking pictures of the food. You're trying to tell them that, I don't understand what this thing is. They're looking at you like, what's wrong with this one? You can just cook in your house. Why are you coming here to come and bother us? Do you understand? But that's just mostly what we experience, that whole... Who is this one? But when you come there with someone else, like a man, everybody's looking at you like, okay, this one knows what she's doing. This one knows what she's doing. So that's just basically what I experienced personally. Okay. There are some certain places you can't go alone as a woman.
But really, why is it like that? Why?
That's what we're talking about.
Why?
Because most of the half of the times, even I feel like most times women still end up paying.
And really, that's not only just for restaurants. A lot of places.
Yeah.
If a woman is just walking in, they'll be looking behind her to see if she came with a man.
Someone.
Yeah, or just herself. And that's not nice.
I remember there was an interview that Chimamanda Adichie was talking about. So they went to a restaurant, had a guy friend, and she gave the money. These people that park the cars, what do they call them?
Valet.
Yeah, the valet. So she paid, she brought out money from her own bag to give him for the service that he had rendered. And this man collected the money from her hand, turned to the man and told him, thank you very much,
sir.
Oh
my God.
Really?
Oh my God.
And I think something like that happened to me. I went to a restaurant with a guy, and then after everything, most times they just snub you.
Definitely.
Completely.
As if you don't even exist. Even if you're the person that paid for the food.
Or they just walk up to you to ask you, are you waiting for someone? Yes. How about giving me the menu?
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, can I see your menu?
How about giving me the menu?
What do you mean by, are you waiting for someone?
It happens. That's you know, bullshit. In Lagos, there are some restaurants that you're not allowed to go alone as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. You have to go with someone.
Wow.
You have to go with someone. You cannot go alone to the restaurant.
For people who are asking, these are the biases that we face with our
We are breaking
money.
This is the bias we're breaking.
This is the bias that Jennifer here is breaking, because she's not just going to this restaurant now. She's having the boldness to call them out on social media and tell them what you guys cook is trash.
Exactly.
So yeah. So let me tell you, have you gotten, you know, when you do things like this, has anybody called you out or have you been dragged online so far?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So you
it's definitely not yet. Going it's to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Nobody likes to hear.
So you're going to get ready for it. You're preparing yourself.
You have to. But I just feel this is just on the normal what we do in school. When you write exams and you fail, they come to class to give you corrections. This is just what we do. We tell you, see this, you have to correct this. This does not make any sense. Yeah. So if you bash me, it's your problem.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
It's your problem, you guys. I hope. But let me ask. So the restaurants you've gone to, is there anyone you've returned to and you've seen maybe considerable changes?
Yeah.
Can we mention anyone? Is he worth it?
He's worth it.
No.
Okay, don't worry.
But yeah, a couple. So they call you, see, we did this, we did that. We hired someone else, we fired this person.
Wow. Wow, that's strong good. Women, no.
Wow. It happens
make
now.
Make it change.
It happens.
Make it change. Wow, that's really nice.
Wow.
It's really encouraging to see that. Wow. What you're doing.
Even accept that
they
are wrong, that they need to make some changes. Yeah. That's a bold step from their
to see that what you're doing is actually producing results. That's really beautiful, and I believe that's motivating, so it keeps you going.
Yeah, it does.
So let me ask, do you, is there something you want to ask her before I ask this one?
What do you want to ask her?
Okay, let me ask. So how are you able to combine restaurant and your tech?
It's like we eat every day. We eat every day. So it's just like review what you eat. So whenever you have time to eat, it's just the fact that I'm not going to the kitchen to cook.
Yeah.
I'm ordering food. There's nothing to balance there. It's just you eat.
You eat. Okay, so maybe during lunch you go there.
Yeah, or just order from them, then give
you. So you do most reviews in your house too?
Yeah, in my house or in my office. And then you go to some places.
Are you seeing? And we say we don't have time.
You can just buy the order it in, right?
Yeah, and do the review. Oh, well,
that's nice. Wait, I want to understand something. You are a software developer, right? And you're a food critic, and then you're a digital marketer. So digital marketing, what does it entail? Well, you know what food critic, and I think everybody knows what. Oh, we don't know, but we still get back to that.
Yeah.
So digital marketing.
Yeah.
What do you exactly do? Influencing or what?
Influencing, content creation, content writing, help brands create content, things like that. Just digital marketing generally.
So that was just what you took up from what you studied.
Yeah, I always liked marketing. I liked the idea of...
Can you market something to me now?
What do you want me to sell to you?
That water.
Okay. Are you serious? You guys are trying me?
Yes,
that's crazy. You guys would have told me to get ready for this.
No, it's something you love. So yeah.
Market's
not gonna be a problem.
Okay, so how do I start it right now?
Yes, you're selling the water. So okay. Why should we buy your water?
Okay, so how long have you been in Enugu?
I moved to Enugu last year. Yeah, so let's say 4 months.
So have you had experiences with the water that we have here?
Generally, we know that Enugu doesn't have water. That's one. We know the water is bad. And I've had some experiences where I take water and the water has bad taste most times. Because I have a very sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
I end up getting sick sometimes, just stomach sick and all of that. So yeah, okay. I think I have 2 occurrences of stomach sickness.
So I had the time that I paid for water, 10,000 naira to fill the tank, and the water was brown.
Oh my goodness.
I said brown. I did not say it was like brown. It's
brown.
Yeah. Brown. That means it's almost useless now.
Exactly. It was. So you have to wait for the water to settle. Then when it settles, that's when you use it to beat. You have to boil it first. So what if I tell you that I can give you water? Free water.
She's good. Actually, like, no. You're good. Yeah,
for less than 10,000.
Yeah, you're good.
For just it's clean 150. Water. And it's clean water.
Yeah.
Will you buy it?
I'll buy it.
Wholeheartedly. It's affordable and it's clean water.
Yeah. So, next time, tell me the prep.
No, let's cut it out.
It's prep.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
You didn't prep and it was this good.
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine what it would look like if she actually prepped for it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice of you. So, let me ask. These restaurants that you go to, say a couple of them, do they pay you?
No, for now, no, but then it's like some people see what you do, in as much as you don't have the numbers yet, people know that you have the crowd on your page. And there are some people that are low key, they see what you do, they still go to those places, they tag you, they come to your DM to tell you, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, some reach out to you to say, okay, I want you to try this thing and just give me your honest trivia about it.
Do they give you money for that?
No, but some give
discounts.
No, you don't pay. Some give you the products to try out for them and give you their feedback.
Wow.
And it's actually because I've seen restaurants from you. I think we ordered from Food Factory the other day, and it was from her page that we saw it too. So you're doing a really great job. You're doing a beautiful job.
That's really nice.
So let me ask. The other question I want to ask now is, it's still on the issue of cooking. We live in a patriarchal society? But we live in a society where people feel like women, kitchen, women, cooking. So do you think that because of, so let's say you have, do your parents know that you do something like this?
Yeah, my mom does.
She knows that you post review. So has there been a time when she said something like, that you should take it easy so men don't think you don't know how to cook?
Why would she say that?
Because I've heard things like that. People tell me things like, turn it down a little. People think you don't know how to do, household things, you don't know how to cook.
Since you're always going to restaurants and all that.
You're always ordering, you're always posting that you're ordering something. So have you ever gotten something like that before?
No, never. From her? No. From anybody? No.
Nobody? Wow.
Nobody? No.
So the system is actually working. I think something is happening. Because I have a couple of times where they tell you things like, turn it down a little, even if you do.
But another thing is, I don't think someone can tell me that's toned down a little. Because, of course, I should know how to cook before I'm able to say that someone
did not know. So someone did not know how to cook, exactly. So for you telling me that sounds
crazy.
Yeah,
exactly. It's true, though. You must know how to cook before you can criticize someone else's food.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all that's right. Just common sense. Anybody that's asking somebody that question, then that person needs to get the brain checked.
Yeah, because to be fair, I've had guys who tell me things like, I've never seen you cook. You're always this.
Posting,
and I'm like, I should wear an ugu leaf on my forehead. So you know that I know
how to cook. Tomatoes on your neck.
Yeah, so you know that I know how to cook. So, these are the biases that we keep talking about. These are the biases that we are saying break the bias. Because someone is on social media posting that, they've gotten food from here and here. Does not mean that they don't know what they are doing.
Yeah.
So, I think the last question that I personally want to ask you is, what advice would you like to give out to people who people want to do. For example, you're, I don't know if you know, but like, this is a very bold thing you're doing, calling out restaurants, calling out restaurants that might be owned by men, telling them that your service is bad, what you're doing here, do it this way. So what would you like to give to young girls who want to be able to do things like this, but they've not been able to find the boldness to call out people?
Okay. The first thing I see is that, I don't know, am I allowed to speak Igbo?
Yes.
Igbo people used to say, Adeji Abati Tufu Abogare, that you don't make money and throw it away for you to be a rich person. Yeah. You don't make money and go to somewhere to get something and it doesn't make sense. And you cannot complain because of what? Why? So, like, I feel it's confidence at the end of the day. Yeah. You have to do you. You're paying for it, so you have to call out anybody you want to call out. It's your money. You're not dashing the money.
Or a drink.
No, I'll be telling you there. The person that gave it to me is the person I will tell. Be like, why is this thing like this?
You do it there. You're really bold. I need why to would I not say it?
Like,
you're
a restaurant.
Money. Like, when you're there, you tell them there.
Yes, you tell the person. Even before some, maybe the people that you end up calling out, and maybe the people that maybe ordered it and all that. But if I'm there, I'm going to tell you people, this is not it though. Sorry, it's not it. You guys have to do so better.
But you won't actually tell them to take the food back.
No, why? Because they'll still go out and bring the same thing. Yeah. So you want to wait another 1 hour for 20
minutes? I just remember something I saw online. I think somebody ordered for, was it Chinese rice also? Then they sent jollof rice. And she was like, I ordered for Chinese rice. Why are you sending
me jollof rice?
And do you know what they said? Enjoy your meal, man. I'm like, you go chop, Abby, you not go chop. So so you say confidence. So how can me personally, I don't think I've ever really returned or maybe talked.
Criticized food. Even if I'm eating it and I know this food is bad, this food lacks something.
Yeah.
Like I won't
To, you don't have to be rude about it. Yeah. It's just like the way we are having a conversation. Yeah. I'm sorry, this thing does not taste nice. I think you should do this and do that. Anybody that likes help, because of course you can't know everything now. So anybody that likes help or advice would be like, oh my God, okay, don't worry, I'll talk to the chef. That is it. Like, there's no big deal about it, seriously.
Okay. And advice for people who want to go into tech, women in tech.
I guess you can do it.
Can I really?
Anybody.
We didn't even read or understand. Okay, they said tech. Under tech, you have software development, right? So front end or back end?
Front end.
Why are you doing as if you know anything?
I know That's just the surface level.
You code.
Yeah.
I want to go into tech. I've been telling.
She has been saying this since last year and up till now. She doesn't even know what is. Oh, wait.
No, I know what I want to do. I want to do project management.
Project management. Oh, that's,
it's not
that's,
coding.
It's
now.
Not
There's
too
no
much.
Coding.
No.
Yes. Not too much, exactly.
That's what I want to do. Okay. I know. I'm making my
I'm proud
research.
Of you.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
good.
You. So, you say I can do, advice for you, me, I can do it.
Anybody can do it.
How did you go into tech? We've had someone who did tech. So, did you go to a proper school? Or
no, my brother.
Your brother does, and you learned from your brother.
Yes.
My brother cannot.
So, then imagine like how it is. You know, if it's in school, they tell you this, the guy just pamper you. Imagine it's your brother teaching you.
You'll be shouting at you.
You go call your backward.
I told you to do this. Why can't you just do simple something?
You don't
do
listen.
You don't listen
when I'm talking to you.
Are you dumb or something?
So you know how it is when
you actually feel 10 times worse.
Yeah.
When it's
but at least at the end of the day, it's worth it. That's all I know. It's worth it.
Like, how long did it take for him to teach you?
The funny thing is that you can't just stop learning.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't cram the codes.
Let me rephrase that. The basics.
6 months.
That's a long time.
Just, it's front end, so it's. I'm not saying you should learn all the programming languages. You just learn the basics. And, of course, this is life now. Everything has shortcuts. So just know the basics. It's not like you're cramming the codes. It's just to know what comes afterwards and what comes afterwards. Yeah. You can still use books, online, everything. That's how it works. You guys are just looking at me like it's magic. It's not magic.
For her, it's magic.
Fifo, please, can you code for me right now? You don't even know. I know what it means, though, because I have a friend that codes. I don't know if you remember Alex.
Alex. She does.
Alex codes.
I didn't know, but I know she works with one firm.
Tennessee.
Like
that. Tennessee. Yeah, she... She codes the software, the back end.
Front end. I think it's front end.
Yeah, it's front end developer. That's what she does. Now, see what it looks like.
Everybody's
and God.
Front end.
just looking at how it looks.
You have to first start there.
No, I want
to
start from
the back. Then you do
back. You can't start from the back.
You have to just learn. You have to know what the language is. Okay, so you have to keep learning. So when you learn this one, you already know that you have to put it here. And
for you to be a back end developer, you must.
Since you don't know anything about it, stop.
At front end.
Stop. When I have questions about podcasting, I'll come to you. Relax.
No, okay. Ask me about software development.
What's the first code in front end?
CSS.
Is it really?
It's actually HTML.
Hey! I'm so happy. God has vindicated me.
Yeah! That's what I wanted to say.
You guys, you have seen your host. Mm. Anyway, you guys, I think, so of course, we're still celebrating women. And Jennifer here.
How did you spend your International Women's Day?
What was I doing? I think I was at home.
I was on a Tuesday chilling. Morning.
What's your thoughts on International this Women's Day? Happy International Women's Day, they've been posting.
I think women need to be celebrated, that's all.
Yeah, obviously.
Women need to be celebrated, and I don't think there's any other thing to say. Just women need to be celebrated, and I like the idea that you have a particular day that we need to, because if we are to go back in time, we have really revolved like a lot.
Yeah,
so I think we deserve it.
Yeah. Even more than that.
We've come a long way, and I still think that more can be done. Do you get?
Yeah.
More can be done. I believe more can be done. And the narrative is changing a lot these days. Just like, for example, I'm really surprised that you've not gotten a lot of this. So that's to say that the narrative is changing a lot. So this is a shout out to all the women who are doing great things, who are finding the boldness to speak up, to take up space wherever they find themselves. Stop smiling. Not you, Sandra. Not you, okay? So women who have found a business to take up space, regardless of where they find themselves, we see you, we love you, we're proud of you, and we are rooting for you. So Jennifer, do you have any closing words before we wrap up?
I just have to say, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. Anything you want in life starts from here, up here, and then comes. Just visualize where you want, and it happens.
That's it.
I'm visualizing myself in a private jet.
And you have to put in the work too. Because no matter how many times you visualize it and you don't do anything, it won't work.
Yeah,
and
what does it mean too? That's it.
You have to put in the work, girls. Young girls, put in the work, okay?
Put in the work. Does someone remind me, when is the girl child? Is this month?
But you're an old woman now.
I'm a girl child, please. Even in the next 20 years, I'm still a girl child, please. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it should be sometime next week. Are you sure? I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
Still match.
But shall we know that the whole of March is for the female gender? So whether it's this today, tomorrow, next week?
Anyway, by the time our friend Jennifer starts receiving food, you know, from the abroad. People know that it's here that she came first.
As nice here. She came first and how is work.
Yeah, exactly. So, do you know, when the food comes, if it's too much, me, just call me. I'm serious. I'm really serious. When it starts,
it's fine. I will call you.
And maybe we should go out because we want to go out. Anyway, we'll talk
about
that.
Yeah, maybe you'll just take us to somewhere, you know.
We'll talk about that. All right, you guys. So we want to keep this episode short because we feel like you guys need introspection.
Because we know that Sivo has been saying a lot of things that are not needed to the previous episode. So we don't need that this episode. That's why this episode is going to be short.
You guys, I personally feel like all of you need introspection. Think about your life like Sandra. So that's how I ended this episode here, so she can go and think, look into herself and see the things that she needs to change, because there's a lot.
You guys, she's one that's living very late last week. Well, I was giving us wisdom, words of wisdom about all the things that she has discovered, changes she needs to make,
You're
not sharing wisdom with us today.
No, I'll share the wisdom 31st March.
When did it already ended?
Why do we have to wait till that time?
No.
At least, I really want you guys to think about your life.
Okay.
Your life. That's what I want. So that's why we're ending this episode short. So you guys, still follow us on our social media platform, How Is Work Podcast. We have additional content.
This much.
Yeah, we will be additional content a lot more. So do follow us. Tell your friends to pull up. There's a link there. Drop whenever you're stressed from work or you just need someone to talk to. Go to our Instagram, Kini, and you see a link there now where you jump.
You must see.
There's a link there. Now.
There's a link there. A link. You guys, not my favor.
There's a link there. It's old age. What are you saying? She's just dragging, so the episode will be long. I want it to be short.
No.
So yes, I'm going on Instagram. You know where to click on the link, and you see where you can drop all your teas and everything. Thank
questions
you once again.
Questions and everything.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And
thank you.
Calm down. And you guys, if you check our IG, we just posted a video content about work. You guys, there's no work in Nigeria. There's no work in Enugu. There's no work. Send us a DM, and we will help you find job. Please.
You know, send a message to not me, Shao.
Send the message to Favor. You guys, don't mind that. You know I'm the serious one here. So just send a message to Howie's Workport and I will most definitely reply you. We've helped a few people. So why not be among those people? Okay? Yeah. Thank you. And remember to stream this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. So, Favor, to you.
Thank you once again, Jennifer, for coming.
Thank you.
For thank you so
my
much.
Rude co-host.
Please tell us where can we find you? Where can we find you?
Okay, my Instagram page is jkim_. It's
jkim.
JEKIM _EATS. It's
jkim. Okay, so you can find. Are you on Twitter?
No, just Instagram.
Okay, so just like us, you're
not on LinkedIn.
No.
Why are they finding food on LinkedIn?
No. Food is for Jackim Eats. LinkedIn is for has a software dev. No, you know that's worry. What they call themselves, software dev.
Okay.
Oh goodness, I know these things.
Thank you guys once again for listening. Thank you, Jennifer, for coming. I remain DK Favor.
Sandra Maddy here. Wait, Sandra Maddy here as always. Bye.